A military hearing ended yesterday for two American pilots who bombed Canadian forces in Afghanistan. A decision on whether to court-martial the two flyers is expected within 2 weeks. One part of the pilots' defense is that their judgment may have been clouded by the drugs they were using to stay awake. And that defense raises questions about the little-known practice of prescribing small doses of amphetamines for tired pilots. NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports.
As a scientist who studies sleep deprivation, John Caldwell sometimes works late into the morning, and he gets sleep-deprived himself.
If I can remember one night when I was monitoring one of the sleep deprivation studies that I was doing, that at 4 o'clock in the morning, I was trying to word a sentence, and I reworded the same sentence for about 45 minutes before I decided, well, this is just not going to work. So cognitively, you're just not all there.
Caldwell is the principal research psychologist for something the Air Force calls its Warfighter Fatigue Countermeasures Program. For Caldwell, fatigue was a bother, but for combat fighters, it can be dangerous, even deadly. So part of what Caldwell does is simply to train personnel on good sleep habits, to understand circadian rhythms so that they know when best to nap or sleep. But getting enough sleep is trickier for pilots flying from distant air bases in the middle of the night. John Caldwell.
So now we're simply faced with a situation where we know that people are going to be very fatigued, and we have to give them something to bridge the gap until they can make it to the next sleep period. And in those situations, that's when we talk about using stimulants.
The Air Force first approved amphetamine use for some long flights in 1960. But many pilots rejected what they call go pills. It seemed like a crutch, something that real warriors did not need. After the 1991 Gulf War, investigators found fatigue was a factor in several aircraft accidents. But the next year, the Air Force Chief of Staff cited his own personal dislike of go pills and banned them. 5 years later, their use was reinstated. This time, the Air Force conducted studies, with results showing that tired pilots did perform better when they used the pills. Researcher John Caldwell has tested tired fighter pilots.
Personally, if you've got a sleep-deprived pilot at the controls, I'll take flying with the guy that's on dextroamphetamine any day of the week, because I've seen the ones that are trying to gut it out on their own. And by and large, these people are having just major problems. They have to constantly ask to have instructions repeated because they can't remember, you know, what the next thing is that they're going to have to do. You know, they're not performing optimally.
But Caldwell says pilots who take 5 to 10 milligrams of amphetamines perform at their usual levels.
Even though it's 4 o'clock in the morning, they've been awake for a long time, they're alert, they've got a good scan pattern, and, you know, being a passenger in the aircraft, you just feel much safer with those guys at the controls.
Neuroscientist Carl Hart of Columbia University thinks that makes a lot of sense. He's been testing memory and concentration skills of people when their sleep patterns change.
When people work on the night shift, their performance is consistently disrupted. However, when you give them low to moderate doses of amphetamines, 5 or 10 milligrams, what you see is that performance is improved back to their baseline functioning.
Critics of the Air Force policy note that commercial pilots are banned from using amphetamines, but Air Force pilots are given small amounts of pills before a flight, and they're required to turn back what they don't use. Hart thinks this makes abuse and addiction unlikely. But it also means that the use of pills to boost job performance is something useful probably only for the military.
In the military, we have great controls in terms of the times and the doses that individuals can use. So it's difficult to recommend other industries use it without such controls. And so I can't think of any other industries that would have such control.
Hart says that 2 or 3 days after using a single low dose of amphetamine, his test subjects report no negative side effects. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.